But tonight we'll talk about whether, when you, let's say like this, when you have a minyan, how many people do you need to begin Chazaras HaShas? The reason I thought this was relevant specifically now, more so than usual, is because as either shuls begin to open up a little bit or there are more and more backyard minyanim that have specifically 10 people, and they're trying to limit the people to the minyan. So if you're davening with a minyan mitzumtzam, if you only have 10 people in the minyan, so chazan plus 9, how many do you need to wait for to begin Chazaras HaShas? It comes up a lot in school depending on, you know, where you're davening, what classroom or what minyan you're davening at for mincha. Some of them are larger, some of them are smaller. So sometimes, again, you only have 10 people. What do you do in that situation? So again, this is also from the Sefer Hakona Olamo. This is in Simen Chafei. So really, the first question we need to begin with is how do we know that you need 10 people for Davar Shebekdusha? So we've been davening alone for the past more than just a few weeks, few months, really. Right, so we haven't been saying Baruch, we haven't been saying Kaddush, we haven't been saying Kiddusha, anything like that. So what's the source? That's really Gemara and Brachos on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about, quotes Amar of Adda Bar Ahava, Minayin She'en HaYachid Omer Kiddusha. How do we know that a Yachid can't say Kiddusha? So the Gemara says, V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. We learn from that Pasuk, and I'll be sanctified B'soch B'nei Yisrael. And the Gemara says, we learn from there, Kol Davar She'Pekdusha Lo Yehei Pachos Me'asara. From there we see that you can't have a Davar Shebekdusha with less than 10 people. And the Gemara says that this is from a Gzira Shava, Asya Toch, Ksiv Hacha, V'nikdashi B'soch B'nei Yisrael. And it also says, V'hivdilu mitocha Eda Hazos, Malahala Nasara, Afkan Asara. So the Gemara learns from Gzira Shava that the word Toch, that you need to have 10 people for a Davar Shebekdusha. So the question is having 10 people ma'akev or not? So what does that mean? Meaning, let's say you don't have 10 people. Let's say you're not going to have 10 people at the beginning of Chazaras HaShatz, so can you start? So the question is like this. Is needing a minyan d'oraisa d'rabbanan? And again, like I said, the nafkamina would be if you can start your Davar Shebekdusha without a full 10. So what would you say if it's Gzeirah Shava, if we're learning it from Psukim? So you might need your reaction, assume that it's going to be a din d'oraisa. However, the Rosh in Perek Zayin, Simen Chafim Brachos, says it's really a din derabanan. The Gemara gets into, I think, if you remember this from Brachos, where Rabbi Eliezer freed his slave for a minyan. The Gemara says, how can he do that? It's us, you're not allowed to free your slave. So the Gemara says, no, it's a mitzvah derabim. And the Rosh, interestingly, says that even a mitzvah derabanan derabim, like Kedusha and Barchu, will be docha the iser asev, freeing your slave. Okay, so he really says fundamentally, right, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan d'rabbim, meaning a minyan, davening with a minyan, having those d'varim shepikdusha is only a din d'rabbanan. And he explains away the issue of, it's a gzera shav, it sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. He says, no, it's really just an asmachta, we learn it from the pasuk, but it's not really a bona fide din d'oraisa, and that's what others say as well. So the question is like this, though, is it really impossible to have a davar shepikdusha without a minyan? If you would ask me that a little while ago, I would have thought, assumed yes, but the Savior here, Rabbi Leibowitz, quotes a tshuva of the Noda Bihuda, who is asked an interesting question. He says there was a Masada Kedushin who wasn't so careful to make sure there was a minyan present at the time of the wedding. So is the wedding still chal? Does the marriage count? So the first thing he does, he totally like rips on the Masada Kedushin. How could you have been Masada Kedushin? You weren't paying attention. Goes to town on him. But he ends up saying the marriage is okay. What's his proof? So he says, and it's kind of interesting here, he says it's not a minyan isn't necessary. Why? The Mishnah Megillah tells us there are certain things that require a minyan, and one it ain korban batorah. And one of the things that the Mishnah lists there in Maseches Megillah is ubirchas chasanim, which seems to imply that you need to have what 10 for birchas chasanim to have kiddushin. But says the Noda Bihuda, how could it be li'ikuva? Meaning, how can we say without 10 you can't have it if the Yerushalmi tells us already, if you have 10 people and you started Chazaras HaShatz and one guy walks out in the middle, you can still continue. It must be that having 10 is really only a din derabanan. It's not, you know, an ironclad, hard, fast rule. And even without 10, it's okay. So maybe, says Noda Bihuda, there's a little bit of wiggle room when it comes to having a minyan and saying Davar Shebekdusha, or I should say other way around. There's a little bit of wiggle room to say a Davar Shebekdusha even without a minyan. But there are many achronim, or at least there are several achronim who don't love this Noda Bihuda. Rav Vosner in his Sefer Shevet HaLevi, in his Tshuva Shevet HaLevi, doesn't like this, and he says a very, you know, fundamental distinction between that Yerushalmi, because he says Yerushalmi is already dealing with a case when they had a minyan and they started Chazaras HaShatz, and then a guy walked out in the middle. You can't say it's the same thing if you're beginning without a minyan. It's totally different, right? The whole point is when you have 10 people, the Shechina is Shruya b'nehem. So once you have 10 people and you start Chazar Shas, the Shechina is there. But to say without 10 people, you can say a Dover Shepikdusha, so many feel that that's very questionable. But again, those are some points with regards to having 10 for a Dover Shepikdusha or not. So how do we paskin Halach Lameisa? So it's interesting because it's really a stira in Shulchan Aruch, at least it seems to be. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet. Let me just grab my Shulchan Aruch here. Hold on 1 second. Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet tells us the following. Sorry. Here we go. You ready? Kishliach Tzibur Chozer Hatfila. When you're starting Chozer Shashat, Hakal Yishalhem Lishtok. So what is the kila? What does the tzibur have to do? They have to be quiet. They have to be mechavin for the brachos of Chazar Shashatz. And they have to answer amen to the bracha as well. And if you don't have 9 people paying attention to the chazan's tfilos, karov lihios birchosov levatala. It seems to be what? That the bracha of the chazan is a bracha levatala. That's pretty rough. And not only that, l'chein kol adam yasa atzmo kilu ein tisha zulaso v'yachavin le'birchas achazan. So every single person at the minyan should really feel as if they're what? As if they are the 9th guy. And without him, it's not good. So you have to really, really pay attention. So besides the fact that you have to be quiet and you have to pay attention and you have to answer me, right? Think of how many times we've listened to Chazar. I don't know about you. I can say myself how many, probably thousands of Chazar Shashatas I've heard in my life. And maybe I've paid attention to, maybe I can use both my hands to count. Maybe. I don't know. But either way, to be a little bit of chizuk in that, we have to pay attention to Chazar Shashatz. That's Aleph. But what was his lashon? It's Karv Lios Birchosav Levatala. It sounds like, right, when you read it quickly, it sounds like Chazar Shashatz is Baruch Levatala if you don't have 10 people there. Right? Meaning 9, let's say, besides the chazan. So you need 9 people really paying attention. However, it seems to be a little bit tricky because the Shulchan Aruch says earlier in Simen Nun Hei, that if you have 10 people, sorry, like this. If one of the guys started davening on his own, if you have your 10 people, but one of them started davening ahead of everybody else, so he can't answer amen to anything, or a guy mamish fell asleep, so you can still count towards 10. So that seems to be that what? Do you need 9 people answering amen all in one shot? So it seems like no, you don't need that. So what's pshat here? So there are 3 different ways to really explain this machlokas. The first one is the Drisha. The Drisha comments, and this is in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. Again, we're working within Simen Kuf Chav Dalet and Simen Nun Hei. So in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, the Drisha basically says that Karov Levatala, Karov Lebrach Levatala, the words of the Mechaber, it doesn't really mean Brach Levatala Mamish. It's Karov, but it's not actually. And he bases that on Simen Nun Hei. So the Shulchan Aruch means it's not an ideal form of Chazar Shashatz to daven with or for the chazan to start without 9 people ready to answer amen. But technically, it does work, right? In other words, lichatchila, you should be waiting for all 9 people. But if the situation needs, if it's a shasat chak, or people are rushing out to go to work, whatever it is, so then maybe you could be somech on Simen Nun Hei and start with less than 9. By the way, parenthetically, does that mean 8? Does that mean 7? The Mishnah Berurah comments in Simen Nun Hei that as long as you have rov of the minyan, meaning you have the chazan, right, plus 5 guys, then it's okay. Fine. That's approach number 1.
I remember that for times in at Minyan and Shul, like there are like counts of 6 guys before you can start those shots.
Right, exactly. Right. So it's always that like awkward thing. You look around, how many guys are there? It's 8. Right. Oh, you saw a guy bound at Modim. Should we wait for him? Should we not? Right. So what should we be doing? So the Drisha is saying, lechatchila, wait for all 9. If no one's in a rush, maybe like, you know, Shabbos Mincha. I don't know. That's like a pretty calm time. And no one's running to like the gefilte fish at Shal Shudis, right? We should wait for, again, if you have 10 people, wait for all 9 guys. If Shasat Chak, whatever it is, people are running in the middle of a weekday, workday, whatever it may be, so then maybe you can be, maybe it makes more sense to be Somechan on the Simen Nun Hei and just run ahead. The Magen Avraham deals with it by saying, we're not really knowing like Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, and we pass him like Simen Nun Hei. In other words, right, forget Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, you don't need to wait for a minyan at all. As long as you have 5 people there besides the chazan, you can begin. So that's like pretty clear cut. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Alter Rebbe Paskins, and other Achronim as well, the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch and others, say as long as you have a minion present, okay, let's follow this. As long as you have a minion present, even without them answering, so that's okay for Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha, because the Shekhinah is Shri with 10 men. But, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's only true for all other Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha. When it comes to Chazar Sashatz, without a proper minion, it would not be okay. Right? So in other words, what is he saying? You need to have a minion to start Chazar Sashatz. You need to have 9 people saying Amen. So, according to the Alter Rebbe, it would work out that at Maariv, you don't need a minion to start that Kaddish right before Aleinu. Right? Because it's not a Chazar Sashatz. While at Shachar Semincha, right, you wouldn't be able to start without 9 people. So what's Pshat? So presumably, Chazar Sashatz is really Tfilas Atzibor. Right, this is an idea Rav Soloveitchik was a big proponent of. Rav Shechter Shlita from IU talks about this often, and my other Rebbeim talk about this as well. That really, Chazar Shashat is Tfilas Hatzibor, and not just a Tfilah Bitzibor. Right, if you look at Rav Shechter and many other Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik, so during Chazar Shashat, they stand with their feet together the entire time. It's this notion that the Chazar Shashat isn't just a Tfilah for other people to be Yotzei by, but it's really a Tfilah of the Tzibor. But that's already a little bit of a separate point. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav. L'maisa, we probably follow the Jerisha that Licha Chila, we should wait for 10. But again, if there's what to be, Shasa Chak, you need to run out of Shul. So you mean so mechan starting with less than 10. So that's a little bit of starting. How many people do you need to start Chazar Sashatz?